You've been listening to The Kennel Capers, the first part of a proposed series entitled The Boston Terrier Mysteries, written by Carol Martin and Dot Hallinan. We'd like to tell you a little about the authors. Carol Martin is a native Californian who grew up in San Francisco. She attended Catholic schools where she began writing at an early age. While she was doing graduate work at Cal State University in Hayward, she traveled to all the California missions, and that journey produced a book that she wrote entitled Exploring the California Missions, Activity Cards. The Boston Terrier Mysteries grew out of an interest in various breeds of dogs and keen observations of their personalities and behaviors. Her own two dogs, Mac, a Boston Terrier, and Molly, a Border Collie, inspired this mystery story set in the city by the bay. Dot Hallinan is a Jersey girl who moved across the U.S. getting her education. She finally settled in the Bay Area, where she worked as a school psychologist for 25 years. Now living in Southern California in an adult retirement community, she has the time to enjoy her two dogs, read many books, and help write this mystery in collaboration with Carol Martin. If this story has piqued your interest about different breeds of dogs and their varying characteristics, Carol and Dot suggest that you might join Tess at the library with such books as Kids' Best Field Guide to Neighborhood Dogs by Michael Rosen or Top Dogs, Making It to Westminster by Deborah Wood. If you do check into such works or others like them, here are just a few of the things that you might learn. The Boston Terrier. This breed has a number of firsts in its heritage. It was the first non-sporting dog bred in the United States, the first American-bred dog to be recognized by the American Kennel Club, and the first to be named after the city where it was first bred and became popular, Boston. The breed is noted for being highly intelligent, as Mac claims, and it can be a bit stubborn at times, as noted by Mac's dedication to his job. They are now bred mostly for companionship, here for Margaret and Rose. Boston had a large Irish population in the early 1900s, and so Mac picked up his accent from the neighborhood. The Border Collie. This breed originated in the British Isles, and the name Collie may derive from the Celtic word meaning useful, and the designation border seems to come from its place of origin along the Anglo-Scottish border. It was bred as a herding dog and works well with sheep and was imported into Australia and New Zealand for that purpose in the mid-19th century. The Border Collie is often named as the most intelligent breed of dog, a fact that Silas notices immediately. In pop culture in the movie Babe, the piglet is adopted by a Border Collie and is taught to herd sheep. The Staffordshire Bull Terrier. This breed is of firm English heritage, and so Silas is justifiably proud of his hereditary markings, and it is the fifth most popular breed. Descended from dog-fighting ancestors, the Staffordshire has a muscular build and is considered intelligent, fearless, and loyal. And so, Silas is committed to finding his siblings. This breed is also very adaptable to changing homes and owners, and unfortunately, that makes them extremely vulnerable to dog nappers. The Beagle. The Beagle is a member of the hound group and was developed primarily for tracking hares, rabbits, and other small animals. They have a great sense of smell and a tracking instinct that sees them widely employed as detection dogs for prohibited agricultural products and foodstuffs. They are also used in Australia for the detection of termites. The American Kennel Club describes the Beagle as having a merry personality, which is certainly confirmed by some of the more famous fictional Beagles, Snoopy, Garfield's friend Odie, and Gromit of Wallace and Gromit. Our Daisy certainly lives up to that character. The Jack Russell Terrier. This breed is a small terrier originally bred by Reverend John Russell for fox hunting. Besides foxes, They are also used for flushing out ground-dwelling quarry, such as badgers and groundhogs. They are highly energetic, intelligent, and fearless, but may become moody and destructive if not properly stimulated. Our JR shows some of that characteristic when exasperated by a lack of success. Fictionally, the most famous Jack Russell may be seen in the old RCA ad of his master's voice. The Giant Schnauzer. In spite of its name, the Giant Schnauzer is not a huge animal. It is simply the largest of the class called Schnauzers. It was originally bred to assist on farms by driving livestock to market and guarding the farm. When the breed moved to the city, it worked guarding breweries, butcher shops, stockyards, and factories. It was basically unknown outside of Bavaria until World Wars I and II. The breed is inherently suspicious of strangers and can be very territorial, and our Ebony certainly has it in for those dog nappers. The German Shepherd. This breed was developed as a working dog to herd and guard sheep. Because of his strength, intelligence, trainability, and obedience, the breed has become the preferred breed for search and rescue, police and military roles, cadaver search, and detection of narcotics, explosive, accelerants, and in mines. At one time, German Shepherds were the principal animal used as guide dogs for the blind. They also make pretty good actors, the most famous of which was probably Rin Tin Tin. The Bloodhound. Originally bred for tracking deer and wild boar, but from the Middle Ages on it was used for tracking humans. Noted for its keen sense of smell, the bloodhound has the ability of distinguishing different human odors and following them, even after some days and over great distances. The breed is used all over the world to track escaped prisoners, missing people, and lost children. The German Pointer. Developed in 19th century Germany for hunting, the breed is intelligent, bold, boisterous, and eccentric, as is our Will. The Pointers make good watchdogs and excellent hunters, which is especially useful in tracking down felons. Scottish Terriers. These are a small breed of terriers. They are territorial, alert, quick-moving, and feisty. They are independent and self-assured, and might sometimes be even called stubborn. The most famous Scotty is probably Fala, who belonged to President Franklin Roosevelt. Oh, also, it is a Scotty that is one of the playing pieces in Monopoly. The Pembroke Welsh Corgi. The name Corgi is from the Welsh meaning dwarf dog, and it is the smallest of the herding dogs. They have a great desire to please, but can also be very determined. Besides herding, they can make good watchdogs due to their alertness and tendency to bark only as needed. They also will tend to chase anything that moves. Poodles. The poodle is a group organized by size, standard, miniature, and toy. Originally bred as a water dog, it is noted for agility, obedience, tracking, and herding. In spite of its showy nature, remember Rhapsody in the movie Best of Show? The poodle was used extensively as a water retriever in hunting, and from the 17th century, it was used in warfare. The Bichon Frise. Its name means small, long-haired dog. It has a descent from water spaniels and standard poodles, and a history as a sailor's dog. On board ship, its job was primarily that of a companion for the sailor. It is described as gentle-mannered, sensitive, playful, and affectionate. In our story, it even displays a bit of deviltry in its playfulness. We'd like to thank the many volunteers of the Triangle Radio Reading Service who made this drama presentation possible. And we'd like to introduce them to you now, in character. Mac, the Boston Terrier.
We are the top dogs in the business.
Kurt Benrud. Tess, the Border Collie.
You've a pedigree, too. So you belong here. This is fun already.
Mary Jo Gellenbeck. Silas, the Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
We are British, you know, and very proud of our hereditary markings.
Dave Smith. Aunt Rose.
Don't fret so, Margaret. They're both safe and sound.
Wonder Dixon. Aunt Margaret.
Oh, safe and sound.
Para Tolleson. Flossie, the Lavender Lady.
You're mine now.
Ann Glasser. Jake, the cable car driver.
Civic Center, Civic Auditorium, next stop. Watch your step, please.
Shadu Jackson. Buddy, the Bloodhound.
Doggone it all, sleuthing is not an easy job.
Bill McClure. Daisy, the Beagle.
Is that the dog napper?
Shay Hargett Hill. The Irish Cop.
Well, what do you want, little fella?
And Ebony, the Giant Schnauzer.
No one can outsmart us working together.
Dick Hayden. Tara, the German Shepherd.
I definitely have a bone to pick with those dog nappers.
Sandy DeLuca. J.R., the Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, I'm so mad I could just jump up and down.
Randy Thompson. The Little Girl.
Hi, Mac. Come and play with us.
May Tran. The Bald Man in the Crowd.
No, he's right over there.
Greg Seamster. The Standard Poodle.
And what are you doing here, Mutt?
And Trainer Number One.
And what are you looking at, imbecile?
Laura Arwood. Trainer Number Two.
Then get up on your feet, you silly little dog!
Jennifer Sullender. Greta Golden.
Stop. Let the little fella go.
Bertha Martin. Will, the German Pointer.
What?
Barry Tenser. Clementine, the Police Cat.
What if I told you how to find this femme fatale?
Susan Dillinger, the announcer at the dog show.
What a spectacle! What a spectacle!
Wayne Wagner and Mossy, the friend of the family. And now, how about a round of applause for our cast of characters? This is Bob Martin for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We thank you for listening in to this corner of the bookshelf. Our story has been The Kennel Caper, an original work by Carol Martin and Dot Halinan, which was adapted and performed as a radio drama by the volunteers of TRRS. If you have enjoyed this presentation, the authors and players would appreciate your telling us, either by email to Carol and Dot at martinwasnun@aol.com. That's MartinWasnun @aol.com. Or by calling the station at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening in.